what I was going to talk about was when I went to work in India for 6 months. Mm. And I was already, it was about, I don't know, 25 years ago, but I was already an adult and had been working as a family doctor in England. Mm. And I just felt it was something that I should challenge myself with, and working in a less developed country. And so, like your experience, it was, I knew it wasn't going to be forever, but it was going to be long enough to be try and get embedded in the community a bit. Mm. And unlike your experience, the communications were different in those days, and so that my object here is letters that I wrote home. Mm. That my mum kept and then handed they've sort of handed back to me at some stage, because the communication with home was by letter. There was, I was working in a mission hospital, and there was one phone in the hospital, and if there was an extreme need to communicate, they were allowed to phone that phone, and a runner would come trying to find me somewhere. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, it was by letter, which took sort of 3 weeks to get to England, and then if they replied, 3 weeks to get back to me.
I see,
so
yeah.
Pretty sort of limited communication. And I read the letters last night, and interestingly, obviously, I was trying to be very upbeat in the letters and jolly in the letters, so that my parents wouldn't be have any concerns about me. Whereas my memory of the time in India was that it was quite hard